Question 6. Practice 1. Lecture. Listen to a lecture. Fill in the missing information in the notes.
Today, I'd like to talk about oral traditions in ancient societies. In the ancient world, most people did not rely on writing for communication, especially not for storytelling, a fact that has two important consequences for ancient stories. First, ancient stories that were transmitted by word of mouth were not finished or completed, like written stories are today. In other words, there wasn't one definitive version of a story. Today, an author writes a story, and it is complete. It doesn't change. Ancient stories, on the other hand, were always told differently. If you were telling a story you heard, you could change things about the story, add some details to entertain your audience. Say, for instance, you wanted to tell your story to a group of soldiers. You might embellish it by adding battle scenes. Later, another person might add a bit of romance to the story to make it more entertaining for the audience. So there was a lot of flexibility in how the story could be told. Different people could tell it different ways. Second, the stories often didn't have an identifiable author. We don't know who first told them. So when people finally wrote these stories down on paper, they were not the actual authors, even though they often put their names on these stories. In some cases, these stories remain anonymous. So you have ancient stories that are said to be the work of some author, but in truth, the stories were told and retold by many people, so that we don't really know who first started telling it. Really, an entire culture might be the most valid author.